Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
All right, welcome in. In the news coming up, someone says, damn it, folks, I'm never going to find out who Oregon State flips. Let's start there.
Sure.
We do want to talk about some of the classes. So let's start with Oregon State, who had a nice day. And
a really good day. Yeah.
Well, that's a big deal considering that they've had a coach for like a grand total of like 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, perspective. Is
perspective. Yes,
it's the lowest rated class in program history. It already was.
Sure.
So let's pump the brakes there. But they flipped and re-added key pieces. And I want to preface here because they had some decommitments today too.
Yeah.
Decommitments come in three waves. Your head coach gets fired and the kids that are on the fence leave.
Sure.
The assistants aren't retained by the new staff. They find out the assistants that were close to the recruits tell them and some kids leave. The third wave is the new coaching staff evaluates the commitments and is like, eh, you're not for us.
Let's go ahead.
So
shove you aside.
No names being mentioned here, but just in general, Oregon State had some decommitments today. I think I feel very confident saying Coach Shepard's fully comfortable with the losses that
sure.
they have at this point.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it there. So they start the day flipping Caleb Metzner. Caleb Metzner was a South Alabama commit. That doesn't really tell his whole story. I compare him, different position. He's an edge rusher with 24 and a half sacks his senior year. Mm-hmm. Monster.
Yeah.
I compare him a lot to Damian Martinez. When Damian Martinez was being recruited, he signed with Oregon State. He was a 3-star guy. I was talking to multiple schools, and at the time, multiple schools said, if our running back decommits, we're offering Damian Martinez. Yeah. And it sucks to be the backup choice, but if you're the backup choice for Oregon, USC, Washington, and Florida State, just naming schools, I'm just saying, in
sure.
general,
yeah.
That means you're a pretty good recruit. And USC, and Damian Martinez has said this, USC begged him the night before signing day,
yeah.
do not sign,
yeah.
because we think we're going to have a kid transfer out, and we really want you. So in the end, Oregon State beat out USC for Damian Martinez, but he never had an offer.
Sure.
Alabama wanted Caleb Metzner not to sign. They were hoping to add him late in the class. So the fact that Oregon State gets him is huge. Lance McGee decommitted. I thought he was their most talented commit in this class. He decommitted. Last weekend, they played a semifinal game against Puyallup, who is loaded. They have like 15 D1 prospects on that team from their freshman class up. Mm-hmm. There's like 3 in each class. It's not all seniors. He ran for 300 yards and 5 touchdowns, and they upset Puyallup.
Yeah.
He's really, really good. He decommitted from Oregon State. I had mentioned, there's a recruit telling me I'm decommitted and not telling Oregon State staff.
Yeah.
That's how disengaged they
sure.
are with their recruits.
It was a disaster.
I'm happy to tell you now. That was Lance McGee.
Yeah.
He loved Oregon State.
Yeah.
He had no relationship with the old staff. He
yeah.
wasn't comfortable with them. So he decommitted. Right away, Coach Shepard gets him back in the fold. He recommits this morning. That's huge. Then about an hour and a half ago, Jamison Powell, an Ole Miss commit
yeah.
with almost 20 scholarship offers. Earlier in the process, Oregon, Washington, Ole Miss, Arizona, Boston College, Cal. He flips from Ole Miss to Oregon State. And you heard in that presser, Shepard talking about key areas to recruit. He's from Folsom, California. Folsom High School has a bunch of good prospects. He flips Jameson Powell, a 5'11", 170-pound receiver, who, again, Big Ten, ACC, SEC offers. That's as good a flip as I can remember them getting on signing day in the last 5 to 7 years. Coach Smith always had things buttoned up a week before.
Sure.
The good and the bad of it, he never added anybody. He very rarely lost people.
It was just kind of steady Eddie.
Steady Eddie. They don't flip guys on signing day. They've already flipped two high-profile players on signing day for Oregon State. And again, this buzz started for me. The first calls I had where it's like, hey, man, this staff's doing work, was Friday. I started getting calls from people going, this Oregon State staff's for real. Like, they recruit and they care about recruiting and they get it. And then I think in reaching out with people, the other thing I love to see, and it's a small thing, when you're a new staff, everybody comes out of the woodwork to tell you who you should offer, right?
Yeah.
And you're tempted to ingratiate yourself and offer maybe four or five kids that are on the border. Maybe you shouldn't offer, but it's doing somebody a favor. They didn't do that. They didn't add some fat to help anybody out. Let's go get good players that meet our benchmark from key areas where we want to recruit. So I think they checked a ton of boxes. I continue to be really encouraged by everything I'm hearing about this new Oregon
State
staff.
Kind of hitting the ground running.
Just they check every box. Yeah. I don't think there's a home run anywhere. Like, they're doing as well as his news conference was.
Yeah.
Just solid. Very solid. Said the right things.
And it's hard to hit
well
a home run
researched.
When you've been there a week, but you can hit doubles.
Right. So if you stack 5, 6, 7, 8 doubles in a row, you score runs.
Yeah.
And I think they're scoring a lot of runs.
Well, and I think one of the things about Shepard is he gets the modern way of building rosters. Like, you just, the fact that Oregon State didn't have a GM was a travesty. Like,
oh, it's embarrassing.
You know, it's embarrassing. Yeah, you may not like, and this goes, and I don't want to, we're not trying to speak ill of the dead, but you may be an old school coach that doesn't like the way things have to happen. Now, between GMs and NIL and roster budgets and all that, you may not like it. But if you don't want to play in this world, then go find something else to do. Yep. Because there's only one way to do this at this point. you can do it various ways of whether you want to be more transfer portal heavy or high school or whatever. But this idea that, like, Deion Sanders refusing to travel to go recruit, good luck.
Right.
Good luck with it.
And guess what? The bloom has come off the rose on that one.
Yeah, it turns out
they're not recruiting anywhere near as well as they were.
Well, it turns out that unwillingness to go meet with kids, yeah, it doesn't sit very well. I remember when Joe Paterno was towards the end at Penn State, Terrell Pryor lived like an hour and a half from Penn State, and Joe Paterno refused to go in the living room of Terrell Pryor. He said, no, you can come here. Yeah, Terrell Pryor said, thanks, but no thanks. I'll go to Ohio State.
Colorado's
class is 102nd.
Yeah, that's great. And what, they win 4 games this year?
Yeah.
You know, it's you can't do it that way. And then Oregon's, quick, and then we'll get to in the news, but Oregon, you mentioned USC number one class, but they had 36 commits.
Sure.
Oregon had, what, 20?
I'm looking at how many they officially signed. They were at 21. They still are at 21.
They're still at 21.
But they're still waiting on a couple signatures.
Yeah, and maybe, you know, the idea is that the Chris Henry Jr., one of the top receivers in the country that was committed to Ohio State, hasn't signed. I was hearing some online chatter that it's now Oregon and Ohio State, and Oregon feels pretty confident about this.
I think Oregon might have a slight lead here. I don't want to say the straw that broke the camel's back, because he could still end up at Ohio State.
Sure.
But one of the big pieces here is Brian Hartline is
the receiver guy.
Not only that, he found out today about Hartline leaving for South Florida on Twitter.
Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's nobody, not great. Nobody called.
Yeah, that'll be a little pissy. Why didn't Penn State go higher? Anyway, that's a whole
other
thing.
Yeah, it's a whole other thing. But so they're watching that, and in part because of that, I think. I'm not 100% certain. Yeah. Five-star wide receiver Jalen Lott has not yet signed.
So you think Lott's waiting for Henry. If Henry signs, you lose Lott. If you don't get Henry, then you still have Lott. Maybe something like that.
And to be honest, like, dude, in the NIL era, would it shock me if Lott's waiting to hear exactly what's going on with Henry and the NIL deal he gets and says, okay, well, me too, if I can get, you know, because Texas really likes Jalen Lott. Jalen Lott was my favorite recruit.
And you like Lott a little more than you do Henry, right?
As an individual prospect, yes. In Oregon's receiver room, no.
Okay.
Jalen Lott is half a tier below DeCorian Moore, but very similar to DeCorian Moore, just oversimplifying.
Sure.
Chris Henry Jr. is a receiver that Oregon hasn't had with hands
the big
since Jason Williams, who had no hands, yeah. Right? He's 6'5", 205 pounds. About 6 weeks ago, ESPN had him as the number one recruit in America. He dropped down to seventh for ESPN. Mm-hmm. 24/7 has him as 32 nationally. But this is the big prize of the big-bodied receivers. And you look at Oregon's wide receiver room, and you look at Cooper Perry and DeCorian Moore and Justice Lowe and some of the guys Gatlin Bear signed today after coming back from his LDS mission, yeah. The former five-star. You look at that receiver room, there's not a whole lot of guys that are at your eye level, to be honest. Yeah. And you're not the biggest guy. You're a big lineman, but you're not the tallest guy in the world.
No.
Chris Henry towers over you. He's 6'5". They need that kind of target. So I think if they had to pick one, and I'm not saying I've heard anything about this, but just generally speaking on team building, you'd want the big-bodied receiver on one side and DeCorian Moore maybe in the slot or on the other.
Sure.
Whereas Jalen Lott is a little bit of putting a hat on a hat. So we'll see what happens there and what transpires there. But this is a phenomenal class for Oregon.
Is this their best class ever? In the conversation,
they've had classes that are bigger, right? So because of that, you know, last year had it had 20 commitments, 19 were blue chip kids. To me, that's better because you have a 95% blue chip percentage. Yeah. But this year's class will have the most five stars. It's the number two class in the country. If they sign Chris Henry, and they still get Jalen Lott, it would climb to number one. And then yes, but there's still some moving pieces.
Okay, so it's. And is this now, this has become the expectation. This is now the norm.
This is the new normal.
This is the new
normal. And the other big thing, and this is the, you know, the, one of the marquee things everybody talks about is quarterback, right? Yeah. And I think part of the reason Oregon has so much success is they largely avoid the five-star high price tag, as we mentioned earlier in the show, $1 to $3 million minimum per year for one of those five-star quarterbacks. They go take a gamble on a high-rising four-star. Last year, that was Akili Smith.
Yeah.
This year was Bryson Beaver, who was one of the best guys at the Elite 11. He's a four-star. He's a top 20 quarterback. If he pops, great. If he doesn't, he didn't break your budget. So that extra $3 million can go $500,000 to an edge rusher, $500,000 to a receiver.
I've said it all along.
And like, you get more talent and maybe more bang for your buck.
I've said this all along, man. If I was running a program, I would not spend money on a five-star quarterback.
No.
You look around at the number of five-star quarterbacks that are flat-out busts, or if they do hit, it hits somewhere else, from Dante Moore on down. I mean, Underwood at Michigan was paid $3 million, did nothing. Nico didn't do anything at Tennessee. Riola meant nothing to Nebraska.
Lagway so far hasn't panned out for
hasn't
Florida.
Done
Rashada's
jack-ass.
Stop number four.
Yeah.
Malachi Nelson was a big buy for USC.
Nothing.
Where is he?
Like, you
the hit rate at the school they sign with is between 33% and 50%.
God, that's just a lot.
And it changes your recruiting class.
Yes.
Because that's so much money.
So much money off of the budget. And then someone brought this up and we didn't talk about it a bunch, but you know, Washington State is kind of tucked up there, and we mentioned Oregon State had a nice day for them. I saw Washington State, they had the number four recruiting class in the group of six. So even though Washington State on a national level may not have had necessarily the great class, that's a program that is going back to another bowl game with a first-year coach there, and supposedly had a nice little day for themselves. I know that's not, you know, there has to be a thing if you're Washington State, you're not competing against the other Power Four schools. But to hear that you had the number four class from the group of six, I think that's probably a nice little day for Washington State.
I've talked about this before. I felt that Oregon State fumbled the we have a Power Five lead,
yeah.
like decades of being a one of those. Yes, we were at the lower level of the Power Five, but we were a Power Five school for decades. We dropped down and immediately dropped into the 90s and 100s in recruiting rankings. And I said, Washington State has managed to avoid that. This class, 65th.
Yeah.
That's solid. It's not great. It's not elite, but it's a solid class. They're one of their marquee kids is a kid from Lake Oswego, 6'4", good arm, 190 pounds, and he's a dual threat. He ran for 150 yards in the semis. He ran for 100 yards-ish in the state final. So you get a 6'4" guy that can move and has a big arm. There's potential there. He needs to redshirt and work on his mechanics. Hudson Kurland out of Washington State. That's the kind of kid Oregon State just used to get when they wanted them. They didn't even offer. In fact, yeah. Oregon State only offered three kids in state, and whether Trent Bray admits it or not, yeah. they also pulled the offer from 1.5 of those kids. One of them was kind of mutual. The other one they flat out pulled the offer from, even though he said that didn't happen. So you can't do that.
Yeah.
And you know, Coach, not again, we don't want to talk ill of the dead, but Coach Shepard's already said,
sure.
we need to make sure we recruit better in state, and they will.
Yeah, and then I was wondering, like, Jed Fish kind of had a weird year at Washington. You know, it's like, I don't know how much.
Phenomenal day.
I mean, if you're Phenomenal Washington, you're day. Sitting there after a, I don't know if it's a disappointing year, but a year that I don't think lived up to some of the expectations, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And there was some speculation, like, is he the long-term guy? To come in with the number 13 class, and they got that Kodai Green kid.
Cody Green. Who's been a guest of the show before.
Five-star kid. I mean, here's
a sign of their progress. In the last few years, Washington has produced a couple of five-star offensive tackles.
Yeah.
Josh Connerly Jr. went to Oregon. Washington was not. I talked to him about it. Washington was never really a finalist. No. He had three schools he was considering late. Washington wasn't even in there. He's like, I'm not going to Washington. Cody Green is actually originally from the same area. He's from the Seattle area. He transferred down to Modern Day to compete for a national title at Modern Day in Santa Ana, California. But he's a Seattle area kid. Oregon had his commitment. So it's like, oh, here we go. Josh Connerly Jr. all over again. No progress. They flipped him. He's a five-star offensive tackle, and some people feel, including some of the recruiting services, have him ranked as the number one or number two tackle in the country.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That's just a good sign of progress.
Yeah.
And I think we're seeing more of that with Washington, where they do better in the state of Washington. They're doing a little better in the state of California. And maybe Oregon fan doesn't want to hear that, but that's part of the reason I thought Oregon might have a little bit of trouble getting to 30 commitments and good commitments they feel good about is I thought Washington would get a few more. I thought USC would get a few more. Sure enough, that kind of happened. And Oregon adjusted nicely, got a really highly impactful small class. They're going to hit the portal with space.
Yeah.
Oregon's transfer portal class is going to be a monster.
Yeah.
They didn't spend a lot on a quarterback this cycle. And as of right now, they have a lot of wiggle room. All of those signs point to they have money to work with when they hit the portal.
So that's something to keep in mind, too, that Oregon's going to have spots that have to be filled in right away.
Whereas USC's going to be up against it.
USC be up against it. And Washington had a very, very young roster this year. I think they had like 3,000 snaps from freshmen. So again, if they can keep that staff together and everything, you think that maybe they're building towards something if Damon Williams can develop. So yeah, some interesting times out here on the West Coast. But it sounds like a really positive day for almost all of the West Coast schools here.
Yeah, if you're looking at our footprint, our radio footprint, it's a big win today. Big win today for Washington.
Yeah.
Solid win for Washington State. Oregon, depending on Chris Henry Jr., but you lose two coordinators and still sign the number two class.
Yeah.
Big win for them. Big win for Oregon State. Big win for USC. When was the last time I came into a signing day and had positive things to say about all of those schools?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often. So huge day for the West Coast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.